This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The IMF figures prominently in two big stories of the day. Greece has agreed to talks with its creditors, the IMF prominently among them, that would keep Greece on track to repay its bailout and would thus save the eurozone. For now, I suppose I ought to add to that. Also, Ukraine, a ceasefire between the government in Kiev and pro-Russian separatists is set to start on Sunday, along with a new loan program to Ukraine from the IMF, which will bring the fund's contributions to a grand total of $17.5 billion to that country. But all that money does not, as you may have supposed, come free. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn explains why Ukraine needs it and what they're going to have to do to get it.
With today's announcements, Ian Bremmer at the Eurasia Group says Ukraine has to take the good with the bad.
One way you can put it is that the Ukrainians are losing land, but they're getting money.
And Ukraine needs that money. It's been on the brink of default, with a GDP that shrank last year by 7%.
If you ask me which of the two deals are more important, it's probably the IMF deal, because the IMF deal is more likely to stick.
But the deal comes with conditions that will be painful to swallow, cutting public spending and widespread corruption, reforms that Peterson Institute fellow Anders Osland points out have to be made up front.
That means that the Ukrainian parliament has to legislate these reforms.
And the legislation is likely to be unpopular, especially when it comes to what he says is the most important, reforming the state-owned natural gas company. Thierry Bross, European gas analyst at Société Générale, says it's been losing around $4 billion a year subsidizing residential heating bills.
This means that IMF needs to provide every year $4 billion, okay? Which is not what IMF wants. IMF wants to provide money not to subsidize gas.
Ukrainians are already paying 50% more for gas than a year ago, thanks to a previous IMF deal. But Bross says they'll have to pay much more to achieve what its lenders want.
The slope is stiff, but there is no way out.
Bross says if the state-owned gas company doesn't stop giving its gas away cheap, it won't be able to afford to bring it into the country at all. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.